The Lord, everyone. Let's give God one more hand clap. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Man, I'm excited to be here on this Wednesday night. I love Wednesday night services. I look forward to seeing everyone here. Amen. God is good. I wanted to bring you, if I had to pick a title, it would be We Can Shine. If we will, turn your Bibles tonight to Isaiah 38, verse 18. For the grave cannot praise thee, death cannot celebrate thee. They that go down into the pit cannot hope for thy truth. Then we read in Isaiah 38:20, the Lord was ready to save me. Therefore, we will sing my song with strings, instruments, all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. Then Psalms 150. 1 through 6. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him, for he is mighty indeed. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with a trumpet sound. Praise him with a lute. Praise him with a harp. Praise him with a trumpet. Praise him in a dance. Praise him with strings and pipes. Praise him with a sounding cymbals. Praise him with a loud clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let's give him one more praise. Amen. Everything that hath breath. If you have breath, just praise him. Amen. When I hear sounds of musical instruments like you hearing a marching band, my first thoughts usually come to mind is there must be a parade or something, some maybe a football game, some kind of parade. I start looking for the marching band, the color guards, the dancers, the cheerleaders. There are usually some kind of celebrations going on. To let us know something is about to happen or already happened in the process of happening, in remembrance maybe of a past victory, maybe for honor. One of my childhood memories come to mind when I think about celebration. I was around 10 years old. I was at home, it was summer vacation, and I heard fire trucks, horns blowing, people screaming. I ran outside. I remember running outside Sister Roberts and seeing what was going on. I mean, there was 20, 30 cars coming down the street, and balloons and loudmakers and all that stuff, and they was coming straight for my house. And they were celebrating Vacation Bible School. That's how people used to do it back in the South. Is, you know, in the South, is that's how they used to celebrate VBS is coming. And then another song come to mind when I think about a celebration is... It was released in 1980 by a group called Kool and the Gang. It was the first single to reach the celebration song, to reach the top 100, Billboard 100 in the U.S. for about 3 weeks. Celebrate good times, come on. This song has been played all over the world. for all kind of occasions and celebrations, and it was also an international hit, reaching number 7 in the United Kingdom on November 29th, 1980, spending 13 weeks on the chart. We love celebrations. It seems as many events in our life revolve around celebrations. Here in the South, I believe we know how to celebrate. We celebrate birthday parties, weddings, and anniversaries, and promotions, new jobs, retirement, going back to school, graduation. In the South, we know how to party. Amen. We know how to party. So we throw some meat on the grill, crank up the music. Hello? Let's make some noise and celebrations. Have a good time. Come on. We soon will be celebrating more holidays. Thanksgiving next week. Wow. And if the Lord tarries, we will be celebrating Christmas. It's safe to say we may know a little about celebration. When I was preparing for this, I got thinking about everything I just said. You know, I thought I knew a lot about celebrations. But when I look up the word, and just a word is common in the Webster to mean to acknowledge something, to honor, to have a ceremony. So I look it up in the Hebrew. It means to praise, to glory, to boast, and to shine. So I'm going to ask you a question tonight. Can we celebrate the rest of this year? Can we celebrate the good times in our life? Can we shine through the bad times and the scary times that God has placed in our lives? Can we overcome by boasting how the Lord brought us through our troubles? Do we have a song in our heart? Do you have a dance? I believe God can use any situation that has happened or is going to happen this rest of this year. God has a purpose, and He will use any situation to fulfill it. We can shine. We can praise Him no matter what comes our way. I have a friend that I made over the years since I've been part of this organization. Most of y'all know who I'm thinking to say. He has a nickname as the running man. You know, the running man. Brother Taylor. Anybody know Brother Taylor? I love Brother Taylor. He's a great guy. And over the year, me and him took some time and just share our testimonies. Our man has some awesome testimonies. And the first time I ever seen him, met him, you know, I was at a conference, and right when the music started, he took off running and he made it loud. Sometimes he made two loud, but he always usually made one loud. He'd go back and sit down. And well, over the years, you know, go to another conference, or we meet up or something like that. And, you know, he always do the same thing, at least one loud, and come back and ask him. I said, "Brother, why do you always make that loud? When do you always make that one loud?" He said, "Because I promised God a long time ago, no matter what comes my way, God is in control. No matter what I'm going through, God is in control." He said, "My wife left me years ago." He said, "I didn't know what to do, so I promised the Lord, I'm going to make it loud." And And then, you know, today, if you see him, he always have a shine about him. There's some, he always talking about Jesus. About last year, I pulled up a conference. He got a new thing going. He got a big old sign in the back of his truck. He said, only one God, his name is Jesus. Honk, let's stop and talk a while. You know, praise the Lord. He got something in his heart. He's celebrating. There is something in every born-again believer that will help them in their weakness. Sometimes we don't know how to pray or act, but the Spirit does, and He will take control of our words and lead us in the right direction. He will lead us, but He won't force us. The Holy Ghost has our backs. Some things we can't just pray ourselves through. We have to force ourselves through. You celebrate when you don't feel like celebrating. King David is a good example. He knew when to mourn. He knew when to take a moment and to meditate on the Lord. He knew when to celebrate. David was going through a time in his life. He just couldn't feel God like he used to feel God, and the Ark of the Covenant wasn't in the seed of David, and he had a desire to bring the presence of God back around him. So he planned all this, and he got everything together, but there was a real celebration. It wasn't done properly to bring God's presence back into the right place and that David wanted him to be. So there was a disaster took place. You can go back and read about it. There was a disaster took place, and someone actually died because they were trying to put God on wheels. They were trying to do things the easy way out of doing things. And so David had to rethink. And sometimes we have to rethink. Sometimes we need to get to a place and just meditate. Sometimes we need to get to a place and just revamp. But when David decided to do it the second time, he did it with a praise in his heart. He did it with a celebration. David had the music. David had the instruments. David had everything he could think of to have a celebration within himself to bring it out, to bring God back into the place that he wanted God to be. All things work together for good for those who love God and to those who are calling according to his purpose. Everything will be okay. We can celebrate the rest of this year. Every now and then, on social media, I see something that will get my attention. Especially now, the end of the year is coming up real soon, in a few months, and some things just make me laugh. I see a lot of quotes and pictures on how bad this year has been, and they can't wait till next year. You know, I don't know if I'm gonna make it the rest of the year, but I'm gonna tell you a secret. Y'all ready? Nobody else listening? If you can't make it the rest of this year, you ain't going to make it next year. don't tell nobody. Can I be honest? This year has been tough for me. I had some real struggles. I had to get louder in my celebration. I had to force myself to celebrate. You know, when a person starts to shout, ah, or you, or yell or scream. You are forcing air over your vocal cords out of your body. If you don't feel like praising, praise anyway. Sometimes you gotta force yourself through your circumstances. Do it anyway. If you receive some bad news and it's starting to feel like a real faith crusher, grab what you have to grab and force your way through and start boasting, start praising, start a celebration. If you need to grab someone, grab them. Grab them. Get them to pray for you. We can celebrate through anything, any situation. There is a celebration going on right here. Lasting, what it says, lasting throughout the year. Believe it or not, I heard this song play at a conference one time. You know, at a conference. But I can say there are something this year that I won't take anything for. Because God has moved me, changed some things in my life. I believe he probably have tested some people in this room this year. He made me get out of some comfort zones. I believe this year I have grown a little in my walk with God. God is reminding us that this world is temporary. This world is not forever, it's temporary. And our trust should only be in him. I remember I had to dig this quote out. Brother Hillstead, back in the 2020, said, there are going to be some that didn't get it. When they had a chance to grow, they remain in the same spot. We don't want to be in the same place where we started in 2020. I hope I can honestly say I'm not in the same place that I started in 2020. I hope my faith has grown. I hope I got a closer walk with Jesus. I hope I can handle some really bad situation. I hope I can still wake up if something major happened in my life and say, praise God, I got breath in my lungs. Jesus is great. I'm on this side of the dirt. Amen. We have to grow. Remember Psalms 26. I still think this is Brother Hill said. How many of us I prayed this prayer. Be careful what you ask for. Test me, O Lord, and try me, examine my heart and my mind. This prayer is a cleansing prayer, a cleaning prayer. Purge me. This type of prayer can hurt. Change some stuff in your life. But it can cause some uncomfort. An uncovered zone. We got to be careful when we ask God for patience, because he will give you what you ask for. After the cleaning, there is a celebration that takes place. This year have tried me, I promise. God got me tired and frustrated. But don't the scripture tell us when we are weak, he is strong. We can't allow things and thoughts to make us fearful and tired, because we have a lot to celebrate. We don't have time to cry and complain and like Israel did when God was trying to teach them something by crossing the Red Sea. An 11-day journey, wound up taking 40 years because they didn't get it. Israel didn't really acknowledge who brought them out of Egypt. They all were ready to celebrate on the departure, but when things were starting to get scary, the celebration stopped. But I'm here to tell you there is still hope. We can celebrate. Yes, we, because we are blessed beyond measure. Jesus, just because different things have happened in our life, that don't give us the right to just be down and upset and lock ourselves up in a room for weeks at a time. We change the way we function by allowing God to create something in us and get back focus on what really matters. Let's celebrate. No, I celebrate another meaning is acknowledgement. It's knowing we win in the end. Amen. No matter what life brings our way, if we know who God is, we win. He lifts us up. He put our feet on solid ground. When we get into a place we just don't think we can go anymore, God said, hey, I got this. I got you. God is enough. When you think you can't go anymore, he has a purpose for each one person in this room. He has a purpose. You win. I win. We give honor to God by showing others who God is through our actions, having his joy in us by keeping his commandments that we love one another as he loved us. John 15:11, these things I have spoken to you that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. There is a celebration going on. We have to approach every day with love and faith to expect the unexpected. Something good is about to happen. I believe that. I believe in this, that something good is about to happen. Do not worry about tomorrow. Live for today. Today is the day the Lord has made. Today, the first day of the rest of your life, because you don't have tomorrow. So let's get our praise on. We are blessed. We have breath in our lungs. Our heart is beating. We are not hungry. We have a roof over our head. We have freedom to worship openly. There is so much more we can thank God for. If we can sit down, I take a challenge. I could sit down and probably write a thousand page report on how great God is. God is great and wonderful. There is so much more. We were chosen before the foundation of the world. We are in his love. In Christ, we are holy, we blameless, we adopted, we took on his name, we have his living, he is living inside of us. We should always give praise to God. We should always give him praise no matter what we are facing. Sit down and take time and read Psalms 139. He is so involved in our life. Why shouldn't we celebrate? We should always wake up and have a celebration within us. Wake up. We should always wake up and just thank God for everything He has planned for us through the day. Remember the scripture? Praise God in the sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty heavens. Praise Him for His mighty deeds. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. We need to always boast about Jesus. Always brag on Jesus. Give your testimony. He loved praises. Tell people what He did for you today. So, and sometimes it's good to go back and remember some of the old stuff. If you ever been hungry, He fed you. If you ever just didn't have enough, you know, some people don't think they got enough. I think, you know, but if you ever just, He took care of you. He paid some bills. I tell you, there was a time in my life that I was just starting out and I found out a long time ago that money doesn't grow on trees. Ooh. I need some money. You know, I found out, like I said, it doesn't grow on trees. But there was a time I needed things. I was new in the church. I think me and Brother Caleb were talking about this last Wednesday night. I was new in the church. I didn't understand tithe paying. I ain't preaching about tithe paying, but I wanted to just give this testimony. I didn't know anything about tithe paying. Didn't have nothing. I just know that. I need, you know, when you're only making about $7.14 an hour. Oh, well, back then it was $5.25 an hour. That don't go far. And scraping the couch cushion for pennies and quarters and dimes just to go by and buy some Wendy's and bread. Just to get through another week. Right till payday come. And my pastor at the time said, "This ain't gonna make no sense, but pay your tithes." Huh? Pay your tithes. I mean, you just don't understand. No, you don't understand. So he broke it down to me, explained it to me. And me and Darla look at each other. She said, "I don't know how we're going to do this." I said, "I don't know either." But when I got paid, she wrote that check down. And then the next, man, it seemed like the first week he was like still looking for pennies. Man. Still looking for pennies. And then next week he wrote that check out. Man. It seemed like it was about a month later. She came, "Hey, you ain't gonna believe this." I said, "Believe what?" She said, "Look at this bank account. We have money was starting to grow in our bank account." Why? Because we put the principle, we put what God commands, and then we're like, well, we're gonna start rounding off instead of the penny. We're just gonna round it off to the nearest. You know, we're gonna count that as an offering. And there was during all this was going on, and this I'm still on celebration. I'm gonna tell you why I celebrate, right? There was a bill that came in. And like I said, this was years ago. There was a bill that came in, and we haven't been to the church. I want to say it wasn't in the church 6 months. And when you get one of those bills, one of those phone calls and letters, like, "You don't pay this in full, we're going to take your paycheck," you're kind of like, "Oh, my goodness, what's going on this?" And, you know, we made the arrangements with these people. They just wouldn't take no for an answer, all that stuff. And we prayed, and the church prayed, and I worked 14s then. I was off on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and when I didn't have to work overtime. And I got out to cut grass. And our house was on about 3/4 of an acre of land. And I got out to cut grass and mowing the grass, and what was the $10 bill laying there? So I got off the lawnmower and picked up the $10 bill and stuck in my face. Thank you, Jesus. And then I got back on the lawnmower and rode again. And there was a $20 bill. I picked that $20 bill up, and I started looking around, and it's like I didn't see anything then. And it was like when I got back on the lawnmower, I started making my little turn on my property. Everywhere I looked, it was money. So I got off, and again, I pick up a 50. Now, I kept on picking money up that was just in my yard. It wasn't on the other side of the neighbor, the main road. It was in my yard. And the bill was, I can't remember exactly. It was like $225, $210 to the T, what the bill was for. I pick up exactly $210 out of my yard. Talking about somebody celebrating. Amen. I worked with my pastor. And he was at work on Friday. He had to work on Friday. I didn't. But I make a special trip to drive to work to say, look, look. I'm going to celebrate. You should celebrate all things. Because you never know when God gets, you just never know when God's going to bless you. But you don't have a celebration just because waiting for the blessing. But hey, I'm telling you, the blessing will come. And God will take care of you. And I could sit here, or stand here, and keep on telling you more testimonies like that. Like God have blessed us financially. And he blessed us with things that we was in need for. Because we woke up and we put God first in our life. We put God first in our in the morning, in our prayer life. We went to church faithfully. We went to prayer meeting. Every time the door was open, we went to church. So we should always brag on Jesus. Tell people what he did for you today. Or some past testimonies. Just keep telling folks. He done some things in my life that I could sit and just keep on bragging on Jesus. But let him shine. Let him shine through you. I used this illustration before. I love disco balls. I love a disco. I'm disco balls and lights and all that stuff. You know, sometimes I can even get a little, anyway, I love disco balls. I love the lights and how it shines, the color. We bought, a couple years ago, we got Kinsley a little disco ball for her birthday. Being a big kid, I could not wait to put it up. We turned it on, and I could not believe the lights and the color that was coming from this tiny little ball. I said, Kinsley, we need to go get a bigger one now. But, it was just a little tiny disco ball, about the size of a baseball. And the color that was coming from that, and then we realized that it kept beat with the music. And we turned some Toby Mac on, man. We turned something like this. The lights was just, I was amazed. I told all, I said, we got to get one for our dorm room. Love it. It was amazing. And it was amazing. When we have a song in our heart for Jesus, Jesus is our light. And he will shine. He will shine through you. He will light up people around you. There would be, there is, there's so much light that shine through you when you let your heart celebrate, when you living for God to the fullest. We are the only Jesus, I'm closing. We are the only Jesus that some people will ever see. Be the light. Smile on someone today. Go up and tell a perfect stranger that, hey, I'm praying for you. I love you, and Jesus does too. Jesus does love you, I do too. And they say it like that. But praise God for that we can celebrate. We can celebrate in the bad times. And that don't make sense to some people. You know, some people don't understand the principle of celebrating when you're going through a disaster. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.